It's 8:55 and 24 degrees right now at our WIOL studios. And so far, looks like some modest gains for corn and soybeans since the 8:30 reopen. And for details, we bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen. What are you seeing out there today?
Good morning, Brian. There's really not a lot of new news. I think the biggest feature is a huge break in the dollar that started yesterday when the Chinese decided that they were going to support their yuan. So the dollar index is down another 76 cents today. We're hovering at one-month lows and really had kind of a little downside breakout there in the dollar. So that's been a little supportive on the grain market and also on the meats. Right now, what I see is on the corn, we started the day a little bit overbought, not able to get above that 373.5 high that we made a week or so ago. So we may really kind of see a little more sideways here with pretty good support in the high 368, 369 range. U.S. prices, however, on the export side are back competitive with other sources and actually a little bit cheaper, about 30 cents a bushel cheaper than corn being sourced out of South America. Export bookings came in at 44.5 million bushel old crop, 0.6 million bushel anew, nothing to write home about, but it looks like we're down about 25% year over year cumulatively on these export bookings. On the soybean side, again, we're sitting just slightly higher for the day. November beans, new crop beans, are trading up about 2.5 cents. Again, slow loadouts out of Brazil. China, though, doesn't seem to care to and is willing to wait to take beans, even if they're delayed slightly. Argentine forecasts do consider good chances for rain the first of the week and also some lower temperatures in that southeast portion of the country that's been dry. On the wheat side, Stats Canada came out today and said that their wheat stocks are down about 19% from a year ago. Again, it's within trade expectations, so the wheat market's down a penny to 2 cents this morning with July new crop Chicago wheat at 487.25, that's down a penny. On the livestock side, we are still seeing the cattle and the feeder cattle up. The live cattle up 70, 75 cents. The feeder cattle up as much as $1.15. I see that the February live cattle, which goes into deliveries here the first of the week, is at a discount to the cash. Although we're making new highs for the day right in here, we need to see some upside momentum. Funds have been buyers as we top the some of these key moving averages. On the hog side, we're really kind of struggling up 25 to down 25 cents. Again, watch that crude oil. It's up about $1.07 right now at $33.35. The metals are all stronger. People are going to be looking at the Fed's Open Market Committee member who speaks this afternoon to see if there's anything that suggests that there's either a further rate increase or a further rate decline coming. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much for that report, Ellen, on this Thursday morning. And you heard it on Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana